This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the Blunt Object, presented by Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right, good evening. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com.
Don't look now, but it is time for the 62 million. Because it seems like Trump and his 62 million voters are against the world. And everyone else is against us. And it's clear that no one wants to risk offending, like Black Lives Matter, for example. We can clearly see that companies and retailers bend over backwards not to offend Democrats and leftists and women and blacks and Latinos and Muslims and gays and even transsexuals. If you offend any of those, and you are, well, then you're going to be met with a national boycott. Or like Ivanka Trump, your clothing line is canceled, kicked out of stores. You can lose your career, business, or livelihood in a nanosecond. But sometimes, just sometimes, the shoe can be on the other foot. Do 62 million people that voted for Trump matter? Do they count for anything? Does anyone care if we're offended? Do any CEOs or board of directors care if we stop buying? What if all 62 million Trump voters decided to boycott bleeding hot liberal CEOs and their companies? Would that get anybody's attention? Maybe it's time for a 62 million man and woman march. That doesn't have to be a physical march on Washington, D.C., because we have busy lives. We don't have time for protest marches. We're too busy building careers and businesses and families. A much more effective march to pay back these leftist companies for their disrespect of us and Trump, you know, it wouldn't be a physical protest, it would be a financial protest. And that's how we could punish the left. We could boycott their products. We need to stop spending our money on their products, and they will get the message real fast. And we don't have to get mad, but we can get even. And 62 million, I mean, Trump got the votes in the first place because they voted with their wallets. A lot of these union members voted with their wallets. But now, once again, they could vote with their wallets one more time. It's time to show that regular lives matter. Normal lives matter. And it's time to inflict pain on those who choose to be disrespectful to us. So, let Black Lives Matter. Let them protest, block roads, smash windows, and set fires. At the end of the day, it's the wallet that hurts the most. One thing you could do right now, and a lot of you have already done it, is just stop watching TV. Stop watching the Oscars, the Grammys, the Emmys. Let the leftist actors and singers and artists scream and lie hysterically about Trump and curse Trump and threaten Trump all they want. But they'll be doing it alone. The camera will be rolling, but no one will be watching. Stop going to see the movies of Streep and De Niro and Clooney and Penn. When ticket sales are down 50% to their movies when their latest movie bombs, they'll get the message to shut the hell up and keep their leftist views to themselves. Stop buying music from singers like Madonna or Beyonce or Lady Gaga. When their digital download / CD sales are down 40%, they'll get the message loud and clear. Stop buying, this would be the hard one for me, but I could do it. Stop buying coffee at Starbucks. Those 10,000 refugees the Starbucks CEO wants to hire will have to make coffee for themselves and five aging hippies with the F Trump t-shirts. Good luck to the shareholders of Starbucks. Stop riding an Uber or Lyft. Maybe when their ride shares dramatically collapse over the next year, they'll learn to stop donating millions to the ACLU or legal defense funds of Muslim-rich refugees. Maybe they'll stop playing partisan politics. Maybe they'll donate millions to U.S. military veterans in trouble instead. It is a long list, a target-rich environment. These companies have made all the beds that they're laying in right now, so we can take a moment and teach them who the boss is, and two can play at the boycott game. Leftist CEOs are so worried about offending illegal aliens, but they're not worried about the 62 million people that actually have jobs, that vote, that, you know, that kind of thing. They're worried about offending foreigners, but not American patriots. They're worried about offending transsexuals, but not 100 million moms and dads with beautiful kids, who are future customers, by the way. They're worried about offending about 5 million Muslims in the USA, but not over 100 million Christians. They're worried about offending leftists, but not conservatives, even though conservatives outnumber leftists in 47 out of 50 states. They're worried about offending everyone and anyone other than the 62 million Trump voters. We just don't seem to count. So offending us doesn't concern anyone. And it's time to make that real expensive. 62 million Trump voters are the silent majority. We just successfully won an election for the president of the United States. We buy a lot of goods and services. Some might argue we buy a majority of the goods and services because we're the majority of the middle class and the wealthy consumers. So it is time to flex. To do that double bicep pose. It's time to show our power. It's time to reward companies who support Trump. Or just shut up and don't take sides. That would be so refreshing. We're not asking the CEOs to support Trump or conservative causes. The point of capitalism is to sell to both Republicans and Democrats. That's what it's supposed to be for. Stay out of politics, please. Because 62 million is a fine demographic. I have never heard Coke, Pepsi, McDonald's, or Merrill Lynch weigh in on politics or dedicate company time, money, or decisions based on partisan politics. They're well worth rewarding. But it is well beyond high time to punish these progressive companies that openly take sides and be disrespectful of when they're being disrespectful of the president. That's you. The president is representative of you because this electorate made that possible. If they want to show their leftist support, that's fine. Have at it. But it is a risky proposition you're on. And you risk to lose about 62 million customers. Because we're the 62 million, and we're sort of tired of your nonsense. When we get back, we're going to look at a gun grabber who threatens people with a gun. Yeah, I love it. This is Lock and Load. What if there was a company that wanted to educate their customers while saving them money? This is the description of Bootleg Inc., an AR-15 parts resource put together as a sister company to Primary Weapons. Bootleg is there for the builder. Affordable, high-quality parts with the highest pedigree. Accompanied by a knowledge base from the shooters of PWS. All questions answered, all solutions made available. Direct impingement made comprehensive. BootlegInc.com. All that is left is to build it. America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
Now's the time to refresh your home and save at Lumber Liquidators' Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale. Our stores are packed with the latest spring trends, like modern, waterproof wood-look flooring. It's up to 34% off. Or choose from more than 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from $149. Get deals on over 55 varieties of bamboo from $159. More from 59 cents and special financing. The Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale ends Tuesday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. Why is that not moving? Oh, because it's not playing. Okay. Play, there you go. Okay. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection,
This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com and welcoming new sponsor, Nighthawk.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun. One gunsmith.
Oh, yeah. You'll be hearing more from them very soon.
Coming from the desk of David Kodria, we have this, a fan obsessed with Pretty Little Liars and also the new Every Town for Gun Safety video. Star Troyan Belisario posted a photo on social media threatening the actress's critics with a gun. Now, attempting to access the Twitter account of Marie, last name undetermined, who goes by the handle My Queen Troyan, currently results in a sorry that page doesn't exist message. Unfortunately, the interwebs does not forget. There was a picture on this account of Marie at My Queen Troyan, with a caption, me, if anyone tries to say that Troyan doesn't love her fans, and she's sitting there with a single-action six-gun that looks like it's got a barrel about 22 inches long. It's a big pistol. Belisario narrated the video on closing the so-called boyfriend loophole, calling for adding the nebulous category of dating partners to the pool of those eligible to be disarmed along with spouses and family members for domestic violence. That charge has in the past resulted in citizens becoming prohibited persons based on misdemeanor horror stories and restraining orders prior to trials and convictions. So that is being punished for having a fundamental right denied without due process. Now, that post they got put up there, they got taken down. And then her whole Twitter account got taken down. She posted that one day after she retweeted the Everytown video. You can find it by looking through Google Web Cache. It was discovered by War on Guns correspondent Mac H. In response to a post Marie made after the initial Belisario report in which she expressed her feelings about what she perceived as an attack on her queen. And we get this. This came from, I guess, from Twitter. Is this Twitter? I guess that's Twitter. Donald P. Belisario and Deborah Pratt made her film debut. I guess she's the daughter of. Made her film debut at the age of 3, the Internet Movie Database documents. She made several TV and movie appearances in her teens. Most of the TV appearances were in shows produced by her father. Hey, at least we're talking about someone who's paid her dues. He's either that or signed the chit and let daddy pay. And if we take our lead on how to formulate real-world political opinions from insulated celebrity stage props, who better to heed? That's when Marie decided to snap like a proverbial rubber band. The trail to Marie began with another Belisario fangirl, She Ray, who posted a comment under the Amoland piece asserting she can give you over 1,000 examples about the actress being the most inspirational women, which I don't know how one actress can be plural. She didn't see any irony between championing being a champion of free expression, hoping for a correspondent to be fired, in this case Kodria, and for Amoland to be removed for objecting to her entertaining idol's role in promoting male disarmament.
We get this, stop trying to bring women down. Let us speak our mind. This is a free country, and according to the Constitution, the First Amendment clearly states freedom of speech. This article was totally unnecessary, and I hope you get fired, and your website will be taken down. That, coincidentally, was being promoted by at She Ray Brown, spelled Charlie Hotel Echo Romeo Alpha Yankee Brown, who posted a screenshot of the comment on Twitter as well as linked to the now-removed at My Queen Troy in response. Now, no one is suggesting that either Belisario or Everytown had any control over comments posted by fans and supporters, but it is undeniably ironic. It is also, some could argue, indicative of the types of people swayed by the celebrities, stumping for progressive political candidates and civilian disarmament. It's scary to me simply because, when I look at a celebrity, I want to know how good they can play a role. I couldn't care less about their politics. I couldn't care less what they have to say about anything. You know, there's certain things like, Keanu Reeves can really drive. He can, all that stuff that he does in the John Wick movies, he really does. And he trains with Taron Butler. So, this guy's out there. He's actually doing a lot, just about everything he does. So, that's interesting. But if he got out there and he started going, well, hey, listen, I think you should be voting for Hillary. So what? That's not why I watch a movie with John Wick, with Keanu, or any of these other people. This is one reason I've gone back to old movies. Because I don't know how they acted, because back then nobody found out. If you interviewed them, you might have found something out about them. But, back in that time, there was none of this nonsense going on. With the Twitter fans and everything. It's pretty funny stuff when you think about it. From the standpoint that somebody is such a lemming and they follow somebody so blindly that they sort of forget that the reason they're here is to try to have some semblance of independent thought. Instead, they just go full on fangirl and just, threaten people with a gun on the interwebs, which is really just them holding a gun up in front of a webcam. They're not threatening anybody. They're in a room by their lonesome. Coming up next, there's some other holdovers from the Obama administration in the Pentagon.
Slowing it down.
Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith.
Born out of friendship, with personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. I've been wondering to a degree. I mean, you know, obstructionism is what it is. But, you know, when you're facing the air of inevitability, which is seating a cabinet and getting your Supreme Court nominee confirmed and everything else, which is what the Democrats are facing right now. I'm just wondering why there was so much obstructionism just to fill the cabinet. And now I think I know why. I think all of these holdovers are going to, we've had one holdover get out and say, I'm not going to enforce the executive order on the travel ban. On the travel suspension, right? Of course, she got fired. Now it looks like Mike Flynn had to resign because of some holdovers leaking information. Now we have holdovers from the Obama administration and the Pentagon that are hampering efforts to fix the military's major readiness problem. And James Mattis, if he is nothing else, he is about military readiness. He wants to properly equip the U.S. forces. He wants to properly staff the U.S. forces. He wants to properly train the U.S. forces, and he wants to take them to a tip, to a degree of lethality that is unheard of. That is all the military exists to be. It is not a social experiment. It's not a place to get out there and get diversifying and everything else. And it's not a place to celebrate transsexualism or transgenderism or or equality or anything else. The military, above all else, is a lethal, blunt instrument. When the military does its job, it's to go blow things up and people along with it. Chairman Mac Thornberry said, I'm concerned that to fix these problems, it is going to take a lot more money. And yet, a lot of the folks who are coming up with the budget to fix them are the same people who have been fighting every step of the way against our efforts to fix these problems. He noted that Mattis is alone in his attempts to alleviate the readiness problem at the Pentagon. He added that there are some people, including political appointees and others from the Obama administration, who have been trying to deny that there is a problem. But there most definitely is a problem. When you make exceptions, like became the rule with Obama, when you make exceptions for the uniform, like saying that you can wear this kind of headgear, I never saw that in the military in the 80s. We all wore the patrol cap. When we were in the field, we wore the Kevlar brain bucket. There was nobody out there running to somebody going, you know, I have sensibilities and I want to wear this. If I had done that, I would have been shown the door. The Vice Joint Chiefs of Staff warned the Armed Services Committee last week that the lack of military readiness across all branches was putting the military capabilities at risk. Their reports revealed, among other substantial problems, only 3 of 58 Army Brigade combat teams are ready for combat, while fewer than half of the Air Force's aging aircraft fleet is ready to fight. That should be horrific. I mean, everybody right now in the military, whether they're civilian or in uniform, should be screaming in terror right now. 3 out of 58. I'm not going to tell you where I was at. But when I was in Germany, when they called an alert, we had to be rumbling down the Autobahn in about 45 minutes. Because right outside the post was World War III. That was where the European landmass battleground was going to be. I was right across the border from the East German, so that would be who we would be facing. Now, every one of us were ready to go. All of our equipment was always ready to go. The vehicles were always ready to go. Everything checked, and when we weren't going to the field and when we weren't going on alert, we were actually getting that stuff ready to go every day. Then I came back stateside. And they called something called an E3, a Emergency Deployment Readiness Exercise. Now, the post I was at had no forward deployed area in the 1980s. They were just a bunch of bodies that they would deploy in case of, that's where the replacements would come from. They called the E3, and 6 weeks after they initially called it, the unit that I was in wasn't ready to go. The vehicle that I had never came up to running. The equipment in it never worked. No matter what I did, no matter where I took it, there was nobody out there that could fix things that I didn't know how to fix myself. When I was in Europe, I mean, they were telling us, you know, the train of thought back then was that the Soviet Union would be partying in Paris in about 72 hours. Although that turned out not to be true. With the unit that I was with here stateside, every one of us would have just been a greasy spot somewhere. We were just that unready to go. And that's a big thing. Not being ready to fight is a gigantic liability in the military. Now, for the military is full of volunteers. And if you're going to have a volunteer, if you're going to have a volunteer that's going to go in there and you're going to equip them, they should have the most dangerous TONE available to them, table of organization and equipment They should have weapons that shoot themselves and seek out the enemy and only kill them. I mean, just the most dangerous stuff known to man should be in the hands of our military, because it is immoral and it is stupid to rely upon volunteers when we're not going to equip them to go out there and give them a chance to survive. Whether that is a counterterrorism operation or a freedom of navigation operation in the South China Sea or whatever. If you ask somebody to go out there and risk their life, you had better give them everything they need to make the mission happen. And then you better support them while they're out there making the mission happen. If you're not going to do that, don't send them. Do not send them out on a fool's errand. Do not waste your people. And that's what Mattis is trying to fix. He's trying to get our military back to that edge, that ready edge, that bloodthirsty edge. And don't sit back and be shocked by all of this, please. The military is, their job is to kill. Their job is not to go and blow something up and then build it back up. Their job is not to go and pacify people and everything else. Of course, that does happen. That does happen. But really, truly, at the end of the day, the mission of the military is to be lethal. Totally lethal. With, you know, just, you know, if you want to get into the movie terminology, they should be lethal with extreme prejudice. When we get back, who is Yusra Kogali and why does it matter? You didn't even know that was going to be a question tonight, did you? This is Lock and Load.
Answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription over-the-counter drugs and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1G 2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. Radio.recordedvideo.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
All right, welcome back. Wow, that's loud. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Now then, not too long ago, there used to be a form of satire that came on every Saturday called Looney Tunes. And Looney Tunes poked fun at just about everything. It would not be considered politically correct today by any stretch of the imagination. Who remembers Wile E. Coyote?
Wile E. Coyote, super genius. I like the way that rolls out. Wile E. Coyote, super genius.
That is indicative of the mindset with whom we're going to talk about next. We're talking about Yusra Kogali. She's trying to ensure herself the 15 minutes of fame, stretch it to 20, 25, 30, even if it means spewing vile rhetoric, while she transforms herself into being a super racist. And it's ironic that this is the path she has chosen in her fight to eradicate racism. Kogali is a Black Lives Matter Canadian leader known for her public diatribes, for her infamous disruption at the 2016 Toronto Pride Parade to a deleted tweet. Fortunately or not, that tweet was saved by Toronto some columnist, Jerry Agar. In the tweet, she was seeking strength so as to not kill men and white folks. Andre Marin nails it in his piece published this past Monday in the Toronto Sun. Where BLM loses credibility and fast is by the growing number of ignorant comments by its leaders that, simply put, are a demonstration of hate. Last week, BLM Toronto co-founder Yusra Kogali appears to have said white people suffer from recessive genetic defects and mused about how the race could be wiped out. She accused Prime Minister Justin Trudeau of being a white supremacist terrorist. This was not the first time Kogali's put her foot in her mouth. Last April, she tweeted, Please, Allah, give me the strength to not cuss, kill these white men and white folks out here today. Please, please, please. That being spelled PLZ. Critics who accuse BLM of being discriminatory and racist may have a point. It's very hard to figure out how this kind of bellicose rage inspires interracial inclusiveness. But maybe that isn't really her end goal. Her incredulous attacks fascinate as to how she could ever be taken seriously. Last Saturday, the Toronto Sun's Anthony Fury said, Kogali has a track record of inflammatory divisive rhetoric. Only last week during a protest in front of the U.S. consulate, Kogali shouted into a microphone that Justin Trudeau is a white supremacist terrorist and urged the crowd to rise up and fight back. Now, unfortunately, with people in positions of displaced leadership, those that follow them are seeking to fit in and be part of change or revolution. They miss the fact that they're pawns in a game used to advance their leader's personal agenda. Fueling the passion of ill-informed followers, these very pathetic leaders become dangerous when they incite people in committing violent action and criminal behavior in response to their words. Everyone is entitled to their own personal view and free speech. But Kogali, with her vitriolic wrath, needs a personal reformation. And until she does, people up there are going to have to keep paying attention to her because she's like an incendiary device who's looking to spark the millions of short fuses that are up there. That's why that matters. You got to constantly be on the lookout for a riot. I saw this piece of stupidity. There's a No More Black Targets campaign that argues that shooting ranges instructors should not use menacing black targets, and it's petitioning to end the practice, citing trigger bias. The site for the campaign notes, young black men are 3 times more likely to be shot by trained shooters than their white peers. I'd love to know where they get that statistic from. A disturbing potential correlation. The most popular target for shooters to learn to use their firearm is a black silhouette. Unconscious bias can be deadly. Here's the problem for you guys, okay? No more black targets. That's just so that we can see the rounds from a distance, where they're hitting. That has nothing to do with anything racial. I know that everything that you come bring up is racial. A change.org petition by the group intends to call upon the International Association of Law Enforcement Firearms Instructors to end the use of the black silhouette targets. They reference a study by the University of Illinois researchers that concluded shooters were more likely to fire at a black target. One of the researchers in that study, Yara McCauley, told National Public Radio in 2015 that people were quicker to shoot black targets with a gun relative to white targets with a gun. And people were more trigger happy when shooting black targets compared to shooting white targets. This is not the first proposal of this type of stupidity. In 2015, a lawmaker sought to ban the use of human silhouette targets in Pennsylvania for all but law enforcement use, arguing they perpetuate violence. The No More Black Targets petition, as of February 17, which is today, has 18 signatures. That's busting. They've also created a number of alternative designs rather than the traditional dark silhouette through an art collective, which, what am I looking for? Now, honestly, I prefer to shoot steel. And I prefer to shoot white steel, white hanging steel. I want to shoot white steel so it shows the impact crater that's hitting it, which is not really a crater. It's just sort of an impact area. It's a nice, pretty circle. I want to see it because it's going to stand out against the whiteness. I want to hear it because it's just so satisfying. And it's white. Now, that doesn't mean that See, I am an equal opportunity defender. If a Caucasian comes sashaying up to me to rob me, I'm going to draw my weapon on him. If a black bandit comes sashaying up to rob me, I'm going to draw my weapon on him. If a plaid or beige assailant comes sashaying up on me, I'm going to draw my weapon. So no matter what color they are, I'm going to attain a sight picture on them. Because I am colorblind, monochromatic, that means that it's better for me to aim at a white target, because then I can see my dark sights better. Maybe, you know, this is like protesting the color of the paper on the straws, like the white paper is somehow racial, you know, on the straws that your soda gets, you know, that sticking to your soda cup. This is just so stupid and frivolous that I just had to include it in my Friday Shuprit. Because gun grabbers are really beginning to show their stupidity, just like all of the left. I mean, they're... Although I am very happy to be alive to witness it. It's good education. When we get back, we're going to look at something coming out of the Chicago Tribune from a contact reporter called Let's Start Extreme Vetting for Gun Owners as we roll into hour number two. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design. This is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on a firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford, with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.